Hi, welcome to another simple step here on Blended Family Breakthrough. You know, years ago, I remember those first few times that I was going to be left alone with my stepdaughter, Annika. Kim had some commitments and I was going to be in charge for a few hours, and I knew I wasn't yet in a position to discipline Annika, but I also didn't just want to let her run the show. It was a bit nerve-wracking. Maybe you've felt the same way when you're alone with a stepchild as well. Last week, seasoned stepdad Mike Heaney offered some sound advice to let your partner be in the lead when parenting their kids. All the research shows that when a stepparent moves too quickly into a disciplinary role, it's most likely going to create some tension in the relationship with their stepkids, which leads to pushback and sometimes even tension with your partner then. Instead, the goal is to focus on connection, not correction, with stepkids. But for an intentional stepparent who takes this advice to heart, they might be left scratching their head when they're left on their own. They often wonder things like I did. Am I just supposed to let my stepkids run rampant and walk all over me? Well, the answer to that is firmly no. You still need to be the adult in charge of things when your partner's gone. And the best way to manage this challenge is for the two of you to employ a strategy called the transfer of power. This strategy allows the step-parent to be in charge by drawing on their partner's parental authority. In a nutshell, here's how it works. First, before your partner leaves, as the bio-parent, they transfer their power by simply communicating directly to their kids. Here's how this sounded when Kim was getting ready to leave me home alone with Annika. "Hey Annika, I'm going to the gym and I'll be back in a few hours. While I'm gone, Mike is in charge and I expect you to uphold our family values. By the time I get back, you need to have finished your homework and packed up your backpack for school tomorrow." Now, the key to this strategy is consistency. The bio parent needs to verbally convey the transfer of power message, like the one that you just heard, to their kids every time they leave their partner alone and in charge, even if it's just for a short time. This sets the step-parent up for success. Now, step-parents, here's the key thing to focus on while the bio-parent is gone. You're an advocate, not an authoritarian. Okay, you've got to resist the urge to say things like, "Hey Annika, why haven't you finished your homework yet? You better get on that right now." Even though your partner made it clear that you're in charge, you still want to avoid moving to correction if there are some minor violations to the house rules or the family values, unless there's a safety issue, of course. Instead, you want to simply monitor and gently remind your stepchild of the expectation that the bio parent previously communicated. It might sound something like, "Hey Annika, your mom should be home in about 20 minutes. Didn't she say you needed to get some stuff done by the time she gets back? You probably want to be sure to get that done. Hey, let me know if you need any help." This approach protects step relationships by keeping you as the step parent out of the role of disciplinarian. You're kind of mindfully tapping into the bio parent's authority, but you're really staying focused on just building connection, trust, and healthy bonds. You can probably see that this transfer of power thing is a two-person job. The bio parent expresses the expectations up front, the step parent monitors and encourages the child in a non-threatening way while their parent is away, and then to ensure ongoing success with this strategy, the bio parent needs to consistently follow up when they return and make sure that the expectations were met. And the bio parent needs to be the one to give some consequences if it's ever necessary. Now, you might be wondering why this transfer of power is effective in a blended family dynamic. Well, because as a couple, you're leveraging the biological parent's established authority, which is already secure. So that way, you're able to minimize those negative associations or disciplinary interactions between the step-parent and the step-child. And when we do this well, it sets the stage for positive, healthy bonds to gradually grow. And it helps the step-parent manage things well every time they're left in charge. So, this week or the next time you're going to be alone with your stepkids, I want to encourage you to give this strategy a try. And if you'd like to take a deeper dive into the transfer of power, go check out the link in the show notes to episode 25. It's called How to Survive Time Alone with Your Stepkids. Now, in that episode, we frame it around that annual spring break that most kids enjoy, but the concepts apply to any situation when you're left in charge. Here's the bottom line. You can work with your partner to take a proactive approach that'll set you up for success and experience big wins with step-parenting and creating strong bonds, even when you're left alone with a stepchild. Hey, thanks for joining me today. I hope you have a great week, and we'll see you back here in 2 weeks for another Simple Step.